As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the snow is falling in Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Wednesday, February the 9th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly. Workable solutions when we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are certainly not alone, but you are definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular, for goodness sakes, and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. Got a lot of interesting emails yesterday. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, small town America, 65647. And that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tana, Wanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, Talkstream Live, Liberty Radio, Minneapolis, Minnesota, streaming live over Facebook. Wow. There is a lot of shaking going on, baby. Thank you all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Precious metals crawl higher, backfilling previous gains. We'll talk about that in a moment. Gangster banksters eating their young and covering their tracks. Ollie Ollie Oxen, all in free. Bring your money back to shore, folks. The IRS has got sharpening its knives against you. Wind turbine hucksters are hawking their wares. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Again, Wednesday, February, I guess we could say Hebrewary 9th, 2011. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading down 30 cents at $1,363.90. A pretty dandy closing yesterday. Silver off 3 cents at $30.34, trading above 30 bucks again, and I'm happy. Platinum flat, apparently, according to Kitco, at $1,855, and palladium off $4 at $833 an ounce. Keep your eyes on palladium. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, a very narrow band, $1,361.50 for a low, $1,367.70 for a high, $6 spread there. Not much at all. At $1,363.90, your gold is up year to year, $286 even, for a 26.54% return on your investment in that precious noble metal. The London gold fix this morning, the price fixtures in London, set the price at $1,362.50, and we're just a buck above that. Right now, the SPDR gold shares overnight virtually unchanged at 1,228.56 metric tons in their treasure chest, valued at $53.9 billion at these spot prices. We'll be right back.
U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at HempUSA.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, February the 9th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com, as punctual as a Swiss watch, I guess, or as reliable as a German train, depends on how you look at it. Anyway, we're here swinging the bat for you every single morning. But back into our market report for this morning, after trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time again, gold virtually flat. Off 30 cents at $1,363.90. It's an hour ago. Silver off 3 cents at $30.34. Platinum flat at $18.55. And palladium off $4 at $833. Don't overlook that palladium, folks. Things are happening in the palladium. All of the white metals are doing pretty good. And recall the article we read off of Bloomberg now months ago, talking about zinc as being one of the big gainers this year. So keep your eye on zinc. It's dirtbag cheap. You can buy it by the ton, but if it doubles in value, what difference does it make whether you have 1,000-ounce bars of zinc or a little bit of silver? It's all the same, baby. It all just goes up. Anyway, the London Gold Fix this morning set the price at $1,362.50. The London Bullion Market Association, LBMA.org. Check out their website. SPDR Gold Shares, SPDR.com, or SPDRGoldShares.com. Either way you look at it. That electronic trading treasure hoard, I guess you could say, 1,228.56 metric tons. Keeping my eyes on that spider on the corner of the web. They don't seem to be packing in any extra gold, but they're not selling any right now either, so that's just kind of a good sign. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, well, watch the Dow. It is really cooking. Up 72 yesterday, closing at 12,233. The NASDAQ up 13 at 27.97. and the S&P 500, standard no so very poor 500 index, up 5, closing at 1325. The crude oil this morning bumps up 76 cents a barrel at $87.70 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered in Cushing, Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning off 2 basis points at 77.96. Impacts slightly the foreign exchange rates marketplace, where we find in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership a basket of currencies. The Canadian loonie, again, at equal parity, $1 U.S., $1 Canadian. Not good for the Canadians, not good for us either. The Mexican peso, well, anywho, 8 cents a pop. It moves up 3 basis points, almost nothing to speak of. The euro this morning up 30 basis points at $1.37. Is the euro gonna tank? Well, a lot of people don't think that it is, even though some of the forecasters said that it would. But if we don't see a major move downward in the euro, I don't know whether we're going to get a major move upward in gold this year or not. That'll remain to be seen. Just do the math for yourself. If we were to have a 26.54% return on our investment in gold this year, we'd have to move up considerably. We'd have to be well over $1,600. Will we get there? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. The British pound this morning off 18 basis points at $1.60 U.S. and the Swiss franc up 4 basis points and still above parity at $1.04 in the foreign exchange market with the U.S. dollar. The bond market, the U.S. treasuries, continue to accelerate higher and higher, and yes, the bond prices go down lower and lower. So it's six of one and half a dozen of the other. What would you rather have, a high yield or a low price? It's going to get you there one way or the other. But this morning, continuing the upward drive we've seen all week, the two-year yield, the U.S. treasuries, bonded indebtedness, the yield on the two-year is 0.83%. The 10-year is at 3.70, and the 30-year moves up to 4.74%. Pretty high yields there on those bonds. The mortgage rates, your fixed rate mortgage, the 15-year fixed rate mortgage, moves up strongly from 4.09% a month ago to 4.29% this morning. And the 30-year crosses the 5% mark again, moving up from 4.79% a month ago to 5.02 this morning. The prime rate, of course, stands at 3.25, 3 points over 0.25, which is the target rate. The gold-to-silver ratio this morning stands at 44.94 to 1. In other words, it'll take you 44.94 ounces of silver to get you 1 ounce of gold. And watch as that number continues to go down and down as silver goes up and up against gold. Back into the economic calendar again, where we find this morning, Tuesday, again, or let's see, today's Wednesday, we're looking at the Mortgage Bankers Association purchase apps. It's about the only news on the calendar. Tomorrow we'll see the jobless claims come out. The natural gas report will be out. Not too much else happening. And then on Friday, international trade and consumer sentiment will be released for our consumption, too. So anyway, let's just jump over here. I've got to scroll. I've got quite a few items on the browser this morning. Scroll over and we'll pick up that Mortgage Bankers Association report. Hang with me there for a second. Got about 35 things in the deal there. There she is. Okay, let's grab that guy right there. Here we go. Mortgage Bankers Association purchase applications. These are the people that are struggling into a bank to take out money loans on houses. The spring home buying season is off to a slow start. Baby, got 4 inches of snow this morning. They're talking spring already. We're in the dead of the winter. Anyway, the spring home buying season. Well, I guess if you're kind of a marketer, if you're one of these merchantmans, if you like the merchantman holidays, they always put all the stuff out a couple of months early. So I guess you could say the spring home buying season has come. But it's off to a slow start, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association, whose index measuring the volume of purchase apps fell 1.4% in the February 4th week. In other words, you go out, you ride around, you get your tour with the realtor, you bend over the kitchen counter, you write up a purchase and sale agreement, and you go off and put it in with your earnest money, and the next thing you know, you'll find yourself in a banker's office someplace with your hat in your hand. You ever seen the bankers come in and open their office in the morning? I have. They come, it's almost like a seance. They go into a trance, you know, they open the desk drawer up and they look down at this little scrap of paper that they've got in there, and they practice all of the creative ways of saying no, 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 no. They go through that drill for about 30 minutes. They get their vocal cords warmed up, and then they start greeting the customers anyway. A jump in rates in reaction to a run of stronger-than-expected economic data is holding down both purchasing activity and refinancing activity. Does that sound like a stagnant real estate market to you? It does to me. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage really jumped in the latest week, up 22 basis points to 5.13%. Mortgage Bankers Association's refinancing index fell 7.7%. The report says fewer homeowners with equity have any incentive to refinance. That's right. Baby, if you got any equity left in your house, you better hang on to it, because the future doesn't look so bright that you're going to have to buy shades. The economy is accelerating despite weakness in the housing market. Have you ever noticed, folks, when you're going to run and jump into the water, you know, do one of those cannonball dives, you always speed up just before you jump off the edge? Well, the economy is accelerating despite weakness in the housing market, one of the unique aspects of this recovery. That's what they say, this recovery. Well, if you can believe that, you got more confidence in this system than I do. Anyway, Fannie and Freddie, they're on the news this morning. Fannie and Freddie could be phased out under the Treasury housing plan. We'll find it on Bloomberg right after these words. Stay tuned.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Oh, yeah, looking for the definition of truth, folks. It all depends on your definition of the truth. It could be the truth movement, but don't change your testimony. In court, Fannie Freddie could be phased out under the Treasury housing plan. This is by Lorraine Wallert, Nicholas Johnson, and Rebecca Christie. Wow. Collaboratively writing for Bloomberg, took three of them to get this article cranked out. That's productivity. Huh? That's how we put people to work in America. Team and collaborative writing. U.S. Treasury Secretary Little Timmy Geithner. Why does that guy pluck his eyebrows anyway? Does he wax them too? Or just what is it about that fellow? And why don't we ever hear about his wife? Is he married? Maybe he just has a significant other. I don't know. U.S. Treasury. He always seems too shiny for me. Have you ever noticed the end of his nose? Looks like when he was small, he went right up against the sliding glass door. Anyway, U.S. Treasury Secretary Little Timmy Geithner will present Congress with three options, door number one, door number two, and door number three, for reducing the government's role in the nation's decades-old finance system and shrinking the footprint, that would be your carbon footprint perhaps, of mortgage companies, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Fannie and Freddie, probably hang out in the park after dark, according to two people familiar with the plan. Geithner will release the proposal as soon as Friday, according to an administration official who spoke on a condition of anonymity yesterday, because the proposal isn't public. So somebody whispering behind a closed door. One option would eliminate the two firms. Bye-bye, Fannie. Bye-bye, Freddie. And their government-backed guarantee of mortgages, while another would hew closer to the present system, according to the two people familiar with the plan. All right? Now we went from an administration official, that's a singular, now to two people familiar with the plan. Seems to be getting around. Barry the usurper met with Little Timmy and helped him straighten his tie out. And other top aides at the White House yesterday to put final touches on the proposal. Now, that's kind of interesting. You know, we thought we read that story. I believe that it's no longer true. I don't know. You get this stuff sent in the email basket. You rush with it, you know, and you get it out there, and it's, well, kind of questionable. I don't know whether all the ambassadors from all around the world were recalled or not. I spent better than 30 minutes last night up on the Secretary of State's website. Hillary Rodham Clinton wasn't able to find word one. You would think with that much hubbub and hayride, something would be said. Browsed it up, searched it every way possible but loose, and I wasn't able to come up with any confirmation, so we'll just have to wonder. But anyway, Barry the usurper met with Geithner and other top aides at the White House yesterday to put final touches on the proposal, according to the administration official. Now we're back to one person. Under the Dodd-Frank financial regulatory overhaul enacted in July, the administration was required to submit to lawmakers a plan for ending taxpayer support for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, you know, the private corporations. The government took control of the companies in September of 2008, just in time for the meltdown. The government stepped in, all right? In September of 2008, and they since have drawn more than $150 billion from the Treasury to cover losses linked to subprime mortgages, all right? So they enticed everybody into the market. You know, we had the housing buildup, the bubble. Enticed everybody into the market. Jorge Bush was crowing about, you know, this is an ownership society. Remember that? And they've been pumping billions into it to cover losses linked to subprime mortgages ever since. The administration's white paper will offer options for change without proposing legislation. Rather, is designed to present a path for luring private capital back into the housing finance market. If you do that in a park with youngsters, don't be surprised you get the handcuffs clamped on, but that's what they're doing. They're designing a path to lure private capital back into the housing finance market. Wow. Be careful. When Uncle Suck hands out carrots and candy, don't take them. And reducing the government's role in insuring mortgage-backed bonds. Ideas for coaxing private capital into the system may include increasing the insurance premiums charged by Fannie and Freddie and forcing them to shed loans in their nearly $1.5 trillion portfolios. According to the official and two other people who didn't want to be identified because they said the proposal still could change, they don't want to come away with egg on their face, the administration also may suggest reducing the size of loans that the government-sponsored enterprises can insure, the people said. Such conforming loans now are capped at $729,750, and we will fall to $625,500 on October the 1st if Congress doesn't act. Well, one of the three options is likely to be a complete government withdrawal from the mortgage guarantee business, now dominated by Fannie and Freddie, according to the people who have been briefed, Fruit of the Loomed, on this plan. Well, there is that story, and it's a lengthy one, a lot more to it. You can find it up on Bloomberg this morning. AIG, that'd be your American insurance group, to post a $4.1 billion in costs for Chartis loss reserves. This article written individually by Steve Dixon, New News, Bloomberg. American International Group, Inc., the insurer that received $182.3 billion U.S. government bailout. Wow. Excuse me. I speak about numbers that big coming out of our pockets, and I got to take a sip of coffee. The insurer that received $182.3 billion U.S. government bailout expects to record $4.1 billion in costs for the fourth quarter of 2010 to strengthen loss reserves in its Chartis property and casualty insurance subsidies. AIG, let's pay attention to these guys, all right? AIG also reached an agreement with the U.S. Treasury Department permitting the New York-based company to keep $2 billion of proceeds from the sale of AIG Star Life Insurance and AIG Edison Life Insurance. AIG said today in a statement that money will also be used for Chartis loss reserves. The strengthening to Chartis loss reserves reflects adverse development on prior accident years. Adverse development on prior accident years. AIG said in the statement four classes: asbestos, excess casualty, excess workers' compensation and primary workers' compensation comprise approximately 80% of the total charge. Well, AIG is appealing to private investors to replace government capital that accounts for 92% of its stock. AIG, aptly named the American Internationalist Group. The firm, which has sold assets including non-U.S. life insurance units and a consumer lender to help repay its bailouts, plans to keep a plane leasing subsidy. Spoke about that one a couple of months ago. Plane leasing subsidy. I wonder if they lease the planes to the CIA and to Nancy Pelosi and other prominent figures that have to fly back and forth. The Chartis property casualty insurer and the Sun American Financial Group Life Business Chief Executive Officer Robert Ben-Moshe, who is 666, said, anyway, that's AIG, rather interesting. Let's go over here and visit with the Cantor. Well, we'll have to cant with the Cantor right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Great talk radio. You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And just a response to what's going on in the chat room. You know, I mean, around here, the people are hauling scrap iron like you wouldn't believe to the recyclers here. It was going up into town yesterday. We knew about the snow coming. I thought, well, I'd just nip into town and get a couple of items and come back. Stop by the recycling place there to drop off my tin cans. You know, I'm subscribed to the landfill waste program. I try and take care of all my garbage myself. But anyway, what little I do generate. Anyway, I'm telling you what, there was two big semi trucks that came in there for the scales empty, of course. huge, like 40 footers or better. And they were ready to get loaded up. Man, I'm telling you, people were pulling in there. The driveway was just absolutely filled. Pickup trucks with trailers, old this and old that, and metal stacked on top of it. They're just scouring the countryside, getting all fence corners out, pulling up fence posts, you name it. It was in there, combine parts and stuff, cabs of tractors shoved in the back of trucks, you know, and lashed down. Amazing. People are going like crazy trying to find money right now in the middle of the winter. Republican Cantor, that would be Eric, Republican Cantor says the U.S. House to bar funding for Obama health care law. James Rowley, writing this yesterday for Bloomberg, U.S. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, interesting fellow there, you know, look on the internet, do your wiki search for Sheldon Adelson, AIPAC, money coming into Eric Cantor, Tea Party, all of that, find out about it for yourself and take my word for it. But you could say U.S. House Majority Leader Eric, I love Israel Cantor, you just can't do enough for Israel, in his mind, I guess, said a spending measure needed to continue financing government operations this fiscal year will also prohibit money to implement the health care law. So they're looking forward to the 2012 election cycle already and positioning themselves as good guys coming out in opposition to Obamacare. Cantor, a Virginia Republican, said yesterday the spending measure will include a provision that would, quote, preclude any funds to be used for the overhaul of U.S. healthcare system that was enacted last year. Now, what that would do, basically, was put the brakes on things. If you can't get the legislation repealed, don't fund it. And that's what they're trying. And I think that's a good idea. Congress must pass legislation to continue financing the government by March the 4th. Wouldn't it be nice if the Congress would just take a holiday until March the 5th? When a temporary funding measure expires or risk a shutdown of offices and services, God, that would be a national holiday I would support. The House will begin debating the measure next week. As part of the legislation, House Republicans are also proposing $35 billion in spending cuts for the fiscal year, which ends September the 30th. Of course, that's grossly short. Once again, if they would just close down the 170 military bases in the 130 countries and bring them home, we would be able to save far more than $35 billion and do it in a meaningful way. After all, after 9/11, on international shortwave, while I'm sitting there in my little cabin with my Grundig 75-watt all-tube shortwave receiver on a long wire reaching out to the world, what do I hear? From everywhere, all over the planet, the United States must change its foreign policy. Well, that was, what, 10 years ago? We still haven't changed our foreign policy. The House, in one of its first actions since Republicans took control following November's elections, voted last month to repeal the health care law. That measure is unlikely to pass the Democratic-controlled Senate. So House Republicans are pursuing other ways to stymie implementation of the law, which fully takes effect in 2014. And there's more to that story, but not much. Let's jump to the next one. Certainly lots going on. Appeals court to speed constitutional review of the health care overhaul ruling. You think that people are pretty well uptight about this? I think so. But of course, Barry and the boys are going to sit up there and pretend that they can't hear, that they're deaf to the people. Tom Schoenberg and Andrew Harris writing this for Bloomberg yesterday morning, a challenge to the constitutionality of the Obama administration's health care plan will get accelerated by the U.S. Court of Appeals in Cincinnati, putting the case on the same timetable as two appeals in Virginia. So we've got legislative, we've got law case, we've got court proceedings happening. We've got court cases pending, I should say. Appeals pending. The court yesterday, and three of them at least, the court yesterday granted a request for an expedited hearing by the Thomas More Law Center, a Michigan-based Christian advocacy group seeking to reverse a federal judge's October the 7th decision, throwing out its challenge to the law. The case will be scheduled for oral arguments during the court session of May the 30th through June the 10th. So if my memory will hold for us, maybe we'll have some more updates back then. Okay, we would have preferred an even more expedited schedule, but the government is going to be tied up in Virginia. Boy, wouldn't that be nice. I've got some rope I'd dedicate to that project, said David Yarl Shalmy, an Arizona lawyer who represents the Thomas More Law Center. Quote, it's certainly expedited enough for our purposes. So we'll see how that develops. Look out, folks. If you've got your money hidden away, the IRS, coming to get you. IRS giving partial amnesty to U.S. taxpayers with hidden overseas accounts. Pay attention. Richard Rubin writing this for Bloomberg. U.S. taxpayers with hidden offshore accounts have until August the 31st to decide whether to disclose their holdings to the government without being criminally prosecuted, the IRS said. That's right. That's a huge, huge decision. They have until August the 31st to decide whether to disclose their holdings to the government without being criminally prosecuted. Of course, they don't really have the manpower to criminally prosecute, but these are the kind of holdings they'd probably go after. the voluntary disclosure. She's always voluntary. Voluntary compliance, you know, affirmative action, voluntary compliance. The voluntary disclosure program, you know, if you see something, say something. The voluntary disclosure program, it's kind of tough, you know, these disclosure programs. Let's say that one guy voluntarily decides to disclose where he's got his money tucked away, and the IRS gets hold of his paperwork. Well, then the IRS has just found a clue, just found a lead to a place where money is quietly being tucked away. How long before the Bureau sends their SWAT teams in there and goes through the entire filing cabinet or seizes the laptops? Anyway, the voluntary disclosure program, don't rat on your neighbors, folks, announced yesterday will require those who come forward to pay up to 25% of the highest annual amount in the account from 2003 through 2010, plus back taxes, interest, other penalties for those years. It could be rather a spendy proposition. Tax attorneys said new banking disclosure requirements that take effect in 2013 could make the offer enticing. Enticing. So they're luring investors back into the mortgage market, and they're trying to entice the offshore people to fess up and pay their fair share. Quote, "This may be the last window of opportunity for people to come in and clean this up," close quote, said Scott Mickle, an attorney at the Kaplan and Drysdale in Washington. This program, or the program, is part of a U.S. government's effort to crack down on tax evasion through offshore accounts. Of course, they never did talk to TurboTax Timmy. Guess it depends on what level of tax evasion you're involved in, I guess. A similar program that ended in October of 2009 attracted about 15,000 taxpayers. You got to be a taxpayer to qualify here now. Who avoided prosecution by paying taxes on 6 years of undeclared income plus a 20% penalty. Well, it gives people a chance to come in before we find them. IRS Commissioner Douglas Shulman, understaffed, overworked, underpaid, right, said a conference call with reporters yesterday. He said the IRS is continuing to investigate a number of banks outside the U.S. and that some of the inquiries are at quite advanced stages. Be careful about that quite advanced stage of an IRS investigation. Federales are probably climbing in your chimney now. The first 2,000 cases that were closed from the 2009 Amnesty Initiative generated almost $400 million in revenue. Even if they're only getting 3 or 4% of commission, it would sure be worth mining those acres of diamonds. Shulman said, failure to disclose accounts and filing false tax returns are crimes that carry prison terms and fines of up to $500,000, according to the IRS. Ollie, ollie, oxen, get your taxes back in the United States while it's still free, folks.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.8thofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.8thofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the Rebel Path. Sundays.
So I would say that you've got tax deals overseas or offshore or whatever. You might want to take a look at them and get the best counsel you can get. They're starting to circle up the horses, folks. The house is broken. They're trying to do everything they can do to get up enough money to buy hookers and beer. Job openings in the U.S. decreased to a three-month low. This article by Bob Willis, always like his articles. Let's see what he's got to say for this morning. Job openings in the U.S. decreased in December to the lowest levels in 3 months, signaling a sustained labor market recovery will take time to develop. Now, notice it's job openings in the U.S. decrease. Well, what's a job opening decrease? That means less and less jobs, right? No jobs to offer. We don't have any openings. We got no work here. No work here. You know, they always put the signs up like that in the Great Depression on the factory fence, you know. No jobs, not hiring. The number of positions waiting to be filled. Number of positions waiting to be filled. Yeah, right. Fell by 139,000 to 3.06 million. The number of positions waiting to be filled in America. Take heart, little flock. Good news. We've got 3.06 million jobs in America just waiting to be filled. Of course, they're not advertising. The article continues here. It says the fewest since September. Wow. The Labor Department said today in Washington, the number of people hired also dropped, as did the number of workers fired. Let's see. The number of positions that we are waiting to have filled are 3.6 million, 3.06. The number of people hired dropped because the jobs weren't filled, as did the number of workers fired. Nobody else was fired. Guarantee you, one of these days, we're going to come into the news basket here. We're going to talk about the unemployment status in America, and we'll be able to announce finally that there was only one person that signed up for unemployment benefits. He was the last worker in America fired, and there are no remaining jobs waiting to be filled. Anyway, turn the light switch off at that point, someone, please. Employers added a fewer than forecast 36,000 jobs in January. We reported on that. While the unemployment rate unexpectedly fell to 9%, the lowest level since April of 2009. Wow. The Labor Department reported last week growth in the world's largest economy will need to accelerate to make up for the almost 9 million jobs lost in the recent recession. Interesting writing here. Bob has obviously got a degree in journalism. Maybe he's a PR man. Quote, "We have weak labor demand on one side and weak hiring activity on the other." Now, I'm not kidding. That's a quote here. Said Henry Moe, M-O, an economist at Credit Suisse in New York. Now, Henry apparently is an economist. He most likely spent a lot of money to get his education. But just look at what he's saying here. On one hand, we have weak labor demand. In other words, there's no jobs. And on the other hand, we have weak hiring activity. Pretty much says the same thing, doesn't it? Certainly did to me. The pace of recovery is very slow. Henry, please. Please stop writing. And I don't know why Bob Willis even gave him a moment of time. That's the kind of thing you'd expect to hear at the cafe or something over a cup of coffee and a big slice of pecan pie heated with some vanilla ice cream on the side. The pace of recovery is very slow. There's truth to that. And at the current pace, we need 3 or 4 years to merely get back to where we were before the recession. Well, I hope you've got something in reserves, folks, because your reserves are going to get tapped. Stocks rose as weekly retail sales rebounded. So this morning, when we start off, we see that the Dow Jones Industrial Average, you know, some well-known worldwide known economists have been forecasting that we'd see a 6,500 Dow, but he might have changed his mind. Today, we're looking at 12,233 Dow, yesterday up 72. All right. What's doing that? Well, apparently, according to this article, stocks rose as weekly retail sales rebounded. I mentioned I was in town yesterday in the face of this flurry of snow coming on us. It was like a ghost town. I wouldn't say that weekly retail sales were rebounding. Anyway, job openings decreased 4.3% in December, the biggest drop since May, from a revised 3.2 million in the prior month. Biggest decrease? The decline was led by a 100,000 drop among professional and business services. All those middle-class jobs, bye-bye, they're gone. Which include accountants. Not much need to hire an accountant when you don't have any. You got to have a write on to have a write off. Computer systems experts. Well, all of us computer systems experts are at home these days on the computer, listening to internet talk radio and in chat rooms. And temporary help agencies. And so there are no temporary jobs. There are no jobs at all. And so they're laying them off, the accountants, computer systems experts, and temporary help agencies. And besides, why bother with that sort of stuff? You can outsource all of that. Offshore it. You know, let Pradim Judith answer the call, you know? Looking for a job? Call India. They got work. Construction firms followed with 63,000 fewer openings in December. Government agencies showed the biggest increase in help wanted, which climbed by 114. We read the article yesterday, you know. Ken Salazar, the Interior Mineral Management Service, they're looking to hire more people. They need a lot more people so that they can process all of these offshore drilling requests. All right. Today's report helps shed light on the dynamics behind the monthly employment figures. Private payrolls, which exclude government positions, rose by 50,000 workers in January, the Labor Department figures showed last week. But as we know, liars figure, but figures seldom lie. Hiring and firing. Employers took on 4.18 million workers in December, down 30,000 from the previous month. Well, if they did hire 4.18 million workers, that's a good thing. Think of all those young men and women out all across America. You know, maybe they've been out of work for a year. If we got 4.18 million workers that went back to work in December, that's a good thing. Unfortunately, it probably took about 4.18 million workers to staff the Macy's and the Bon Marché and the Nordstrom Best and the Walmart and the Target. And those guys, they're all going to get hacked. Probably have already been hacked and were hacked last month. Seasonal hirings. Total firings, which exclude retirements and those who left their jobs voluntarily, decreased 1.84 million from 1.85 million a month before. But you'd have to look at that number to see whether or not that was really significant or not, because the total firings could decrease 1.84 million while they were still firing 7 million. You see what I mean? So that number is rather deceptive, the way that he's got it written. An increase in the number of people voluntarily leaving jobs in America in 2010, 2011, voluntarily leaving your job? Are you kidding me? Anyway, let's skip that one. We'll go on to the next one. In the 12 months ended in December, the economy created a net of 900,000 jobs, representing about 51 million hires. How can you do that? How can the economy create a net of 900,000 jobs representing 51 million hires compared with 50.1 million separations today's report showed? These numbers bear your inquiry. I mean, you know, your attention. Just jump up on the internet, go to Bloomberg, and check the article out. Rather interesting. Job openings in U.S. decrease. See if you can make heads or tails out of this. But while those job openings go back and forth, mortgages are still in the toilet. Here's another article on mortgage applications a little bit further from what we read in the EconoDay article earlier. Mortgage applications in U.S. fell last week as costs rose. Let's see what Shabhana Chandra has to say for Bloomberg. Mortgage apps in the U.S. fell for a second time in 3 weeks as borrowing costs climbed to a 10-month high. Now, you translate this out, okay? When you've got mortgage applications, you know, falling, and you've got the builders laying off, you go back and look at S&P 500 and the rest of the stocks. For all of those companies that make siding and that make insulation, that make caulking, that make paint, that make carpet, that make toilets and fixtures and flooring, and my God, imagine the impact.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, February the 9th, 2011. Snowy morning here in southwest Missouri. 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. You can join in the chat room discussion at becomevocallocal.com. And our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Back into this article by Shabhana Chandra, writing for Bloomberg. Mortgage applications in the U.S. fell last week as costs rose. All right. Mortgage apps in the U.S. fell for the second time in 3 weeks as borrowing costs climbed to a 10-month high. Again, we know where we get all the information. I've already pulled it together for you in our market summary in the first 5 or 10 minutes of the broadcast each morning. But we see this morning the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage bumping up from 4.09% to 4.29%, making it increasingly expensive to get a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, and the 30-year moving up from 4.79 to 5.02. Anyway, Mortgage Bankers Association Index decreased 5.5% in the week ended February the 4th from the prior period, blah, blah, blah. The average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rose to 5.13%. last week, so we've got points on top of what the mortgage market is talking about on Bloomberg. All right, so we got a 5.02% being reported here, and by the time it filters around to you, you're going to be paying 5.13% on that, plus origination fees, cocktails for the broker, flowers for the girl that does the processing, extra money for the closing office. Well, you get the idea. Home sales remain moribund. I thought that was rather a nice phrase. All right, here's a quote. Quote, quote, quote. Home sales remain moribund. You know, you write long enough and you talk long enough and you have to come up with these clever little vignettes to spin out there. But I guess when he says that home sales remain moribund, Stephen Wood got his entree to Bloomberg's website here. President of Insight Economics, LLC, in Danville, California. Of course, we don't know how much Stephen Wood had to slip into Michael Bloomberg's pocket to get mentioned here with his company in this article, but he did, Stephen Wood. Home sales remain moribund. He said that in a note to clients before the report. The rising borrowing costs are, quote, removing some of the incentive for both home buying and refinancing. In other words, things are pretty crappy out there, and they're likely to stay that way. The average rate on a 30-year fixed loan increased from 4.81% the prior week. The rate reached 4.21% in October, the lowest since the group's records began in 1990. At the current 30-year rate, monthly payments for each $100,000 of a loan would be $545. Now, that to me is a bargain. Okay? That to me is a song. Why? Well, because when I was doing this kind of stuff, $100,000 worth of house was something. That was Hacienda Grande. Didn't have very many clients looking for a $100,000 house. And if you could get a $100,000 house and only have to pay $545 a month to pay it off, what a bonus it would be. But that was back when Ronnie Reagan's was pillaging the economic situation with his 15, 16, 18, 20, 22, and 24% interest rates. My friends, times were really tough then. Well, little easier, $545, and you can live in a house that's bigger than you can afford. We'll be right back.
Ever Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Well, so I guess just, you know, owning your own home one of these days pretty soon in America will be, you know, just kind of a thing of the past. You know, the Chinese will provide some little coffin-like tray and you can just slip yourself into it, you know, and if you're fortunate enough, they'll even allow you to have a shower for once a week or something like that. Anyway, this is another one along the same line. You know, this in Bloomberg, you go up and look at this website. I do it every morning. I spend hours on this site every day trying to keep track of all the things that they're advancing from the global side of things. From the financial news basket, you know, that the John and Jane Average look at on a regular basis. And a lot of people, I would imagine, just take this stuff to heart, rush right out. You know, well, this is basically just an IPO thing. Get you excited about investing your money in these various corporations, all right? So anyway, this Vesta's 2011 sales forecast of 7 billion euros beats estimates. Yeah, they beat the street, right? Christian Weinberg, writing for Bloomberg, today's news, Vesta's Wind Systems, AS, all right? That's our friend Saul over in the Netherlands there in Denmark. Vesta's wind system is Don Quixote's windmills, you know, Sancho Panza. Anyway, Vesta's Wind Systems AS, the world's largest makers of wind turbines, forecast sales will increase to a record 7 billion euros this year. More than analysts estimated. They're going to beat the street. That's right, going to beat the street. These are all subsidized, unfortunately, with tax dollars, underwritten, but they are selling like hotcakes. Revenue will increase from 6.92 billion euros in 2010, the Randers, Denmark-based company, said today in a stock exchange statement. The manufacturer in November said that the 2011 sales would be level with 2010. Now, why are they going up if they're staying flat? It doesn't make sense. The average estimate in a Bloomberg survey of 30 analysts was 2011 revenue of 6.76. Well, that's what they're looking for. Billion euros. The credit crisis prompted banks to restrict loans to wind park developers that buy turbines from Vestas. Now, that's important, okay? Because just yesterday we talked about how now the National Ocean Council, they're looking at having six or seven different sites in the Northeast opened up for these wind parks, all right? These are offshore wind developments in that new 200-mile-out zone of exclusive economic development, according to the National Ocean Council's dreams from the United Nations. Anyway, so there's lots of energy and effort and excitement about these windmills, all right? The credit crisis prompted banks to restrict loans to wind park developers that buy turbines from Vestas and competitors, including Germany's Siemens AG, Gamesa Corp Tecnologica S.A. of Spain, and General Electric Company. Of course, GE is going to be sending all of their construction to China. Jeffrey Immelt is now right in close to the president's backside. Vestas today said that after a tough year, the company is on track as customers agreed to buy a record amount of turbines last year. Wow, hard to figure that one out. Orders are flowing again. Orders are flowing again. You know, so there is, you know, gold and silver and platinum and palladium. There's also wind turbines. And if the orders are flowing and the record amounts of turbines are being sold, you know, there might be, if you're in the tax-paying mentality and you don't mind third-party risk, you know, there might be some money to be made here. Anyway, orders are flowing again. Gerard Reed, an analyst with Jefferies Group, Inc. in London, said in a note before the earnings were published, Vestas has taken the majority of orders placed among the publicly traded Western manufacturers. So they're up there near the top. You might check the stock shares on Vestas wind turbines in Germany, Siemens AG and Gamesa Corporation, Technologica SA and GE. Wind turbines, it might be a rather brisk marketplace. The shares rose as much as 6.4% in Copenhagen, trading, and were up 6.8 kroner, or 3.8%. Well, don't get too excited. They're up 3.8% at a 26.54% return on your investment in just 1 year in gold, and you can have it in physical possession. Anyway, Vestas reported fourth quarter earnings before interest and tax of 248 million euros when, including one-time costs, missing the average estimate of 348. So they were only off by 100 million euros. Global turbine contracts signed in the last 6 months of 2010 for delivery this year averaged 980,000 euros a megawatt. 980,000 euros a megawatt. That's down from 1.06 million euros for contracts signed in 2009. Run the math on that one. Figure out how many megawatts. We went all through that from milliwatts up to gigawatts and trilowatts or bazilliawatts or whatever they have. But how much does it cost to produce a megawatt of power in these generators anyway? I think it's a losing bargain. I think it's one of those sustainable development things where it's going to have to be sustained by your money and mine. Suzlon chairman tells employees that families won't sell stake and the shares slide. This article by Natalie Obiko-Pearson, writing today for Bloomberg. Sulsi Tanti, chairman of India's largest wind turm maker, speaking of wind turbines, Suzlon Energy Limited, told employees that his family isn't selling its stake in the company. So these are preferred stocks. They've got the common shares out there. But they're not interested in selling their part of it. They see a bright future, perhaps. They're not interested in getting bought out at this time. Mergers and acquisitions are not appealing to Tulsi Tanti, the chairman of India's biggest, largest wind turbine maker, Suzlon Energy. The shares fell as much as 12% and were down 9% to 44, blah, blah, blah. In the February 4th statement sent to Bombay Stock Exchange, Suzlon denied a report by the NDTV profit television channel that the Tanti family may sell its stake to Spain's Gamesa Corporation. Well, so there is that as well. Mergers, acquisitions, stock shares. Right, reminds me a lot of the westward expansion of railroads in America. There's so much greed and craft and guile going on here that we're going to have to be very careful. Lancaster's Kuhn Renewables to export solar silicon from Kazakhstan. All these Stan nations, you know, the Silk Road, as Doug Owen calls it, the Silk Road. Lancaster's Kuhn Renewables to export solar silicon. Now, silicon is one of the most abundant minerals on the planet, but these guys are, I guess, making some big money over in Kazakhstan. Kuhn Renewables, LLP, a unit of Kazakhstan's Lancaster Group, expects to begin exporting purified silicon used in solar cells from a new plant in the Central Asian country next year. Okay, more solar cells. Talk about a solar film in another article on Bloomberg this morning. We'll pass on that one. But again, more solar cells. Production should begin in 20 months. Prasad Brahmi, the president of the Almaty-based company, said in an interview today in Mumbai, potential markets are India, Malaysia, Thailand, and China. And we're still in Afghanistan, and we're bringing in more troops.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So, you know, we hear about this idea of the redistribution of wealth all the time. It's really a fundamental tenet in the idea of sustainable development. It's certainly Agenda 21. It seems to be the main thing these days. They're always talking about redistributing the wealth, okay, from wealthy nations to poor nations, from the developed countries to the developing countries. And here we've got little Kazakhstan. You know, there's Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Virovizan, well, that's a different one. Pakistan, you know, there are all these Stan countries over here. Anyway, this Lancaster Schoon Renewables wants to export solar silicon, all right? Production should begin in 20 months. Prasad Bhamri again says, purified silicone, known as polysilicon, is sliced into wafers to make solar cells that are joined into photovoltaic panels. The $388 million plant in Astana. Where did they get the money for that? $388 million into Kazakhstan? Could you even find it on a map? Well, you could. It's a pretty mountainous area there. Probably have a lot of silica. But how did they get $388 million? Who ponied up that money anyway? Ahmed Karzai? Maybe the Bush family's invested there. That might be Zbigniew Brzezinski's work. I don't know. Anyway, maybe George Soros has invested heavily in this $388 million plant in Astana, expected to produce 25,000 tons a year of purified silicone known as polysilicon, which is then sliced into wafers to make solar cells that are joined into photovoltaic panels. 25,000 tons of silicone wafers. That's a couple of solar panels, baby. The Development Bank of Kazakhstan. Look at the Industrial Development Bank in China, too. Everybody seems to have these development banks. We're going to have offshore foreign investment going on in Idaho. Anyway, places near you. The Development Bank of Kazakhstan, wouldn't think they'd have such a thing, is lending $200 million to the project, with the Lancaster Group providing the remainder of the equity. Now, Lancaster Group, that doesn't sound very Kazakhstanian to me. Does it to you? Lancaster sounds like the city of London, for goodness sakes. Electricity can account for as much as 45% of the cost of making polysilicon in countries like Japan and the U.S. Electricity can account for as much as 45% of the cost. See, it takes electricity to make electricity, I guess. Now, it's just kind of like making gasoline or ethanol out of corn. It takes more energy to make ethanol out of corn than the ethanol gives back when it clogs up your injectors and pukes up your regularly aspirated carburetors in your 57 Chevy. All right. Kind of a losing proposition. Lower power rates in energy-rich Kazakhstan. How did Kazakhstan become an energy-rich country? Maybe we should all move to Kazakhstan. We'll be broadcasting Become Vocal Local live from Kazakhstan via the internet in an energy-rich country. We'll allow the plant to produce polysilicon more cheaply with electricity, accounting for about 20% of the cost. Now, they probably have a coal-fired power plants there. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Maybe they do it all with solar panels. I don't know. But I would imagine that if they are a developing country, and they very likely are, their power is being subsidized with your money. Kazakhstan has 3% of the world's oil supplies. Oh, I see. Kazakhstan's running oil to make solar panels. Well, I guess the green weenies don't want us to know that. Anyway, here's another one. More of this about solar panels. REC expects polysilicon solar wafer prices to drop 5% in the first quarter. The more efficient they become in making these silicone wafers, the less they're going to get paid. That's right. Once you figure out how to sew T-shirts in America or make couch cushions or something, you'd think that, you know, you'd be able to make more and more money, but what they do is they just reduce the amount of money that they'll pay you for your finished goods, and you just continue to work on the treadmill for the rest of your life. Here, this article by Josiane Kramer, writing for Bloomberg, Renewable Energy Corporation, ASA, a Norwegian maker of solar energy components. Boy, everybody's in except the Americans, right? Expects polysilicon wafer and module prices to drop in the first quarter, while plant maintenance will reduce polysilicon production. So over here in Norway, they're going to start making fewer of these, but over here in Kazakhstan, they're making more of them. Something wrong with this picture? REC's average selling price for polysilicon wafers and modules are expected to decline approximately 5% from the fourth quarter of 2010 to the first quarter of 2011. Now, maybe they're declining their prices to be more competitive with these Kazakhstanian photovoltaic wafers. I don't know. REC has struggled amid increased competition from China and cuts in state support for solar energy in Germany and Spain. Sustainable development. It always requires your participation to help sustain or to prop up or to shore up these adventures in legal land and the new legal and economic order. It always requires your support to shore it up and to prop it up. It's your tax dollars at work. It's the increase in electricity being charged to you. You know, after all, this is the new model. You know, this is sustainable development. This is basically just development that's based upon things that you would not ordinarily understand. Let's see if I can grab it here. Where's my little booklet? There it is. All right. Let's get the definition one more time. Development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. That's right out of the Brundtland Report. Anyway. Scheduled maintenance at its Silicon 3 and Silicon 4 saline gas facilities will reduce polysilicon production volumes in the first quarter from the previous quarter, REC said. Siemens rods and granular production is estimated at 4,000 metric tons in the first quarter. Again, this is kind of like an infomercial. But it gives us a window into what's going down here. We're being built. You know, this is the king's clothes. One more time. Stronger than expected demand helped the company boost its fourth quarter profits to 783 million kroner, or 136 million, from a year earlier loss of 1.05 billion kroner. Well, they haven't broke even yet. The profit beat the 574.4 million kroner average of 12 analysts, but they're still behind. REC said last week that its results would be significantly above market consensus, but yet, even in the face of declining revenues, they're going to lower their prices. Go figure, huh? Not selling enough of my carrots, I'm going to lower the prices. Not making any money on my carrots either, I guess. Well, let's go to the next one, because we're out of the woods yet. Vestas, again, back to Vestas. Rises 4.6 after 2011 sales forecast of 7 billion euros. Vestas Wind Systems AS shares rose 4.6% in Copenhagen after the company forecast the 2011 sales of 7 billion euros compared with last year's sales of 6.92. Virtually unchanged. Well, we'll get to the next one.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Well, I surely was encouraged by that Be Ready Foods or Be Ready or Be Ready for Food or whatever it is, that commercialist. That guy had it right. You know, he really has it right. The idea of self-reliance and being able to be intelligent enough to distinguish between self-reliance, which is something that's achievable, and self-sustainability or self-sustaining, which is a total socialist pipe dream. Very nice to hear that kind of a commercial. And by the way, if you haven't tried that micro plant powder, well, it's good stuff. It's really good stuff. It's amazing. Really good stuff. I enjoy it. I eat it every day, virtually. Anyway, back to the discussion here. Wildlife works. Wildlife works. Does. If you leave them alone, they work perfectly. They don't need any jiggling and sustaining. Wildlife just works. It's part of the creation. So are we. Wildlife works. Wins. First forestry credits. Wow. Catherine Arley, or Airley, or Airhead, writing this, Bloomberg. Wildlife Works Carbon, LLC. What is it? It's a conservation business. Sustainable development. All the bugs and bunny groups, corporations, folks, they're businesses. They're in business. A lot of them are funded by the Rockefellers, the Carnegies and others, you know, on grants and aid, largely. And they get to travel all around. They get a seat at these United Nations conferences. You don't, but they do. Anyway, Wildlife Works Carbon, LLC, a U.S. conservation business, said its project to safeguard forests in Kenya was the first of its kind to get voluntary carbon credits. Now, we talked about that when we were exposing this Cape Wind project. We're on their own website, this off the Nantucket Sound. This is the wind farm going on out there, where we found on their website that the amount of money they anticipated to make from selling electricity was less than the amount of money that they were anticipating receiving selling carbon credits in the market. So even though Wildlife Works Carbon LLC is a U.S. conservation business, after all, landowner is really the true conservationist, but these people are safeguarding forests in Kenya. And as a payback, it's the first of its kind to get voluntary carbon credits. The program in the Kajigao Corridor, a strip of land 360 kilometers or 225 miles wide, southeast of the Kenya capital, Nairobi, aims to reduce carbon emissions and help save 500,000 acres or 202,000 hectares of forest. Wildlife Works said today in an email statement. Now, what are they going to? Who are they saving it from? And who are they saving these 500,000 acres or 202,000 hectares, whatever that is, of forest? Who are they saving it from, and who are they saving it for? And when they're saving it, what else are they doing? They're just setting it aside. Don't touch this. One of these days, we'll hear about a 500,000 acre wildfire burning out of control down in Kenya as this untended forest just burns up. It doesn't put any money in the pockets of the people that live in Kenya. They're not making paper. They're not making lumber. They're not making railroad ties. They're not using the lumber in any meaningful way. Probably not even allowed to gather firewood in there. And that's coming to southwest Missouri, too. We're going to be set aside as a natural heritage site, a wildlife preserve or something, as we rewild America. The Wildlife Works Project. Don't imagine Ted Turner and any of his cronies are hanging around in the background here. Is the first to get voluntary credits under a forest protection program known as the Reduced Emissions from Deforestation and Degradation, or REDD, it said. Now, they got that sort of a thing going on down in Australia. Sean's reported on that on his broadcast. They're getting paid extra money to not to allow stock to be grazing on their land. They let it all run up into weeds and scrub brush, and that's supposed to be good. South Africa's Nedbank Group Limited has received credits for an initial funding of the effort. What are they doing? They're saving 500,000 acres. How much effort does that take? Paperwork. Not much more than that. And they had the first rights to buy the credits produced. Credits produced by doing what? By doing nothing. It's the king's clothing. Once again, they're butt naked, and they're selling the nakedness to the world. Kevin Whitfield, head of the African Treasuries Carbon and Financial Products at Nedbank, said in a telephone interview from Johannesburg. The project started in 2005, issued its first certificates last night. You have this little piece of paper, you know, it's got all the scrolls and circles and fancy numerals and a seal with an impress, you know, maybe a couple of ribbons tagged out the side of it, and you get a carbon credit. There you go, here's your carbon credit. You can pay for that. And they're selling them. And people are stupid enough to buy them. I guess they're in high demand. The program has produced 1.1 million of the so-called voluntary carbon units. These would be VCUs. You could fill up your safe with VCUs. I have voluntary carbon units. And expects to create 200,000 a year. This is the same kind of scam that the Astors and the Vanderbilts and Jay Gould and Fisk and all of the rest of them were doing when they were developing the railroads in America. They just create these stocks, you know, these carbon credits, and then they water them down, and then they split them, and then they sell them again, and they put them out there, and at the end of the day, they don't mean nothing. It's carbon created by the ocean. The International Emissions Trading Association and the World Economic Forum, Davos, helped develop the voluntary carbon standard in 2005. Right? Al Gore, George Soros. The International Emissions Trading Association, trading fart gas for carbon dioxide, the World Economic Forum, Davos. Financial institutions, energy utilities, manufacturers, and retailers from Europe, the U.S., and South Africa have shown interest in buying the forestry credits from the Kenyan Forestry Project, and there is a large quantity of credits available for sale. Yes, no doubt, it's an endless Ponzi scheme. Wow. Such credits were excluded from the 1997 Kyoto Protocol, with Jorge Bush, the shrub, had enough sense with his Kennebunk crew to not get us involved in. A meeting that the United Nations held in Cancun, Mexico, in December, considered ways of creating carbon forestry credits, which may be part of a new climate treaty. Carbon forestry credits. Put that up on your tote board. The allocation of red credits for reducing emissions from deforestation and degradation offer, quote, unquestionable proof that sound investment decisions and a strong social and environmental conscience are by no means mutually exclusive. The felling of trees, in other words, cut down trees, which absorb carbon dioxide. Did I tell you about the biosphere? I had the opportunity of interviewing one of the female astronauts, the NASA astronauts in the biosphere, the first one. She's the one that got plump and round and pregnant. I guess they were doing the Adam and Eve thing on the interior savanna, you know, with one of the other astronauts, and they copulated on the seashore and produced more children. They shouldn't do that. They shouldn't do that. We're supposed to reduce the population, but that's what happens when people live close to nature. Anyway, the felling of trees, what she told us on that interview was that they were having a real hard time balancing the level of carbon dioxide inside the biosphere. Why was that? Well, Dorothy, it was because all of the concrete in the structure, the steps, the stairs, the pathways, and those sorts of things, were absorbing carbon dioxide. So instead of worrying about falling trees which absorb carbon dioxide, maybe we should pave over Kenya with concrete. And then we could sell the concrete carbon credits. But they're not going to do that. They're going to prohibit people from accessing the natural resources and cut off just another leg of the Kenyan economic basket. You know, there are several different ways that you can actually produce real wealth on this planet. One, you can harvest things out of the sea. You can bring fish in. Another is to dig minerals up out of the ground and find some useful purpose for the minerals and sell them to somebody else. Another way is to cut down and harvest renewable timber. You see, it is renewable. Even Weyerhaeuser figured that out, right? Yeah, you can clear cut an area, you can come back in, you can burn it off the slash, and then you can replant it, and in 40 years you could harvest that same tract of ground again. Anyway, the felling of trees, which absorb carbon dioxide, may account for as much as 20% of man-made greenhouse gas emissions. Cutting trees down. Don't touch those trees. They don't belong to you. They're a global asset now. A global resource. Of course, they don't tell you here in the article that 20% or more of the gas, greenhouse gas, far more than that, is made by the ocean. And taken all together, CO2 is just a tiny fraction of the gases in our atmosphere. We'll be right back.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution.
Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
All right, so if we can understand the real method behind the madness here, what we're talking about is, once again, the redistribution of wealth, and it's hidden behind these carbon credits. Here, finish the article out for you. Russia's Gazprom. Now, Gazprom is one of the biggest out there, you know, the biggest in Russia, gas, natural gas suppliers on the planet. Russia's Gazprom, marketing and trading, a unit of the world's largest natural gas producer, said it is set to receive credits from a similar project under the RED program in Kalimantan, Indonesia, under the same voluntary standard. So what's happening here, basically, is like going to the Pope, you know, and buying an indulgence, you know, so that you can marry your sister, or Lucy, or whomever. You're still committing the sin, but because, you know, Papa gives you the pass, you can go ahead and continue to sin, which is basically what Russia's Gazprom will do. They'll take a certain portion of their revenue, and they'll buy these carbon credits, and then they'll say, oh, look, what we're doing, we're offsetting all of our pollution with carbon credits. Isn't that great? And then they'll turn around, and they'll pass that cost along to you, the consumer. That's it. Sum of the story. Brazil, Indonesia, Nigeria, and the Democratic Republic of Congo may be the top producers of red credits. In other words, they're going to do nothing like they've been doing nothing for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. according to analysis from Barclays Capital. Can you say Rothschilds? Barclays Capital, State Street, Global Advisors, the World Gold Council, Rothschilds there. As a result of cutting down trees, the four countries emit more than 900 millions of tons of carbon dioxide annually. That's what they claim, because they cut down the trees. They admit those tons of carbon dioxide. Or about the same amount spewed, notice the word now, spewed, each year from the 50 average-sized coal-burning power stations. So if they don't cut down the trees, then they will not emit carbon dioxide, ostensibly. Where is the carbon dioxide coming from? They're just cutting down the trees. How do they emit something? That I thought the carbon dioxide was absorbed by the trees. Where did the carbon dioxide come from if it's not being produced in Brazil, Indonesia, Nigeria, Democratic Republic of Congo? Would there be grass growing there? Doesn't grass absorb carbon dioxide? Well, grass feeds on carbon dioxide anyway, but we're not supposed to ask these kinds of questions. So what we basically see here, you know, we've started in on this little study of journalism. Go back and look at that Hasbara manual for Jewish students. And you see the way they spin stuff there. We did go back and we looked at Ivy Ledbetter Lee, these press reports, you know, putting the happy face on the pig. You want to look at Reuters, you know, and some of the others. You know, this is the whole idea of these articles that we share with you daily, day by day by day by day. They're giving you the picture they want you to remember. I'm trying to unspin the spin, but they're painting the picture they want you to remember each and every day. And they're engaged in a business, in a profession called journalism. Back to the article out of the Encyclopedia Americana, Volume 16, published back in 1951, the article being much older than that. In one important and conspicuous respect, the development of journalism as a business has palpably improved its character. All right? The development of journalism. We talked all about that. Coming on with the printing press and the multicolor presses and the telephones and the telegraphs and the radios and the TVs and all. Journalism, because of the development, it has improved palpably its character. It has produced a greater degree of independence than ever distinguished before. And when everybody has access to a fax machine, and now today with the internet, you could do your blog posts and baby, you sit down there and tape your little fingers off, all right, and put information out there that the whole world can see. And other than the cost of your IP address, your website, and the cost of your electricity and the coffee and the cigarettes that goes with it, you know, it's pretty cheap. You used to say that whoever owns the ink, you know, and the paper, they control the media. Well, that's not the case anymore. You can control the media, I guess, from your iPad or your cell phone, do videos right there and watch the police beat the hell out of somebody, then taser them and cart them off in a truck. In the earlier days, political and official advertising might be a large item in the income of a newspaper. Why are they in bed with the politicians? Well, because the politicians are on a rigid 2- and 4-year cycle. They always have to keep coming back, all right? And a certain amount of the news every day has got to point to the politicians, especially the politicians that spend a lot of money, or their parties that spend a lot of money in those newspapers or on those television stations for advertising during the election period. Right? Its monetary value gave potency in controlling editorial policy. So that's where you get the left-right split or the divide and even an intermediate in the media. Right? Largely due to the influence of political politics, political party re-election campaigns. Now, if we remember rightly, that the great foundations, the finance and their influence, all of the great money powers on the planet, they've got all their puppeteers out there, and so that's where the money comes from. But in the expansion of the business under modern conditions, official patronage is unimportant compared with general commercial advertising. So there was a shift that occurred. There was a shift occurred in newspaper advertising. You can go back and look at it for yourself. Some beautiful books that have been published about that. You know, where they got into Duds and Wheaties and Cheerios and things like that. And they really started to bump up the revenue of the press. They were able to do make just as much money off of commercial advertisements for Woolworths and Sears and things like that as they could off of political parties. Continuing here, the favor of the public is far more advantageous than that of the party manager. What are we talking about there? It's easier to buy the favor of the people through clever advertising schemes, the Edward Bernays and the Mr. Ivy Ledbetter Lee, their campaign of public relations, and the Catholics' word propaganda. It's easier to curry favor with the public over merchandise and materialism than it is over political parties. It brings popular circulation and consequently business advertising, and there is less concern about the crumbs that fall from the officials' tables. So you don't have to worry so much about what's happening in town hall if you can get the businesses to underwrite the cost of your publications. Pretty interesting here. Even party journalism has greatly advanced in independence. And so whereas you might find real strong party line divisions in the newspapers and just 20 years ago, that's falling by the boards now, because if you want to subscribe, you can subscribe to a very radically right newspaper or article or a magazine, or you go to the very left, if that's your love. You could go centrist and go right up the third way. You could go green if you want to go green. You could join the Sierra Club if you want to see polar bears doing the backstroke in the Arctic Ocean as they go from iceberg to iceberg to clamber out and eat a baby seal for breakfast, you know, those sort of things. So once again, while standing as the recognized exponents of party principles and policies, the important party papers have become much more free in their judgment of men, methods, and measures, which is why sometimes in the New York Slime or the Washington Postal, you might see an article that condemns a Republican one day, or in the same paper, condemning a Democrat, and then maybe throwing some slime on the Greens, all in the same paper. It doesn't drive away the readers. They're there, and they're captivated by all of the advertisements that were paid for by corporate sponsors. Under the same influences, distinctive independent journalism has increased. You know, you get news with views and things like that. Its theory is that it addresses itself not to party sentiment, but to independent public judgment, and its claim for support is based on its journalistic quality without regard to political association. But you see, even that has fallen off lately. Now we're all into this, like they say, vitriol, you know, castigating one another. The real journalistic quality. I've covered, 20 articles today. And beyond reading the articles before the air and then on the air, I didn't dig in and find out and truth tell and muckrake every single article. Who would have time for that? Well, I hope you've enjoyed it. We'll be back again tomorrow. Continue to look at journalism and look at the news and other things. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.